perché
lo
prima
perché si cagava.
Se me la portavo sul coglione da portare.
Quando l'avevo portato su un coglione perché non l'ho portato.
Mi sono rotto dalla gamba dura.
Però ci vuole un cavo di re.
Sì, ma era merda.
Ma perché era merda?
Perché fa un doppio latte, quindi noi io, gli altri non possono vedere me. Più da l'esterno. E io lo faccio vedere.
Look out, here he comes again.
Sei ricchioni, ma...
Ma perché? Che è successo? Abbiamo ributtato il server Icecraft. 1 aprile 21.56 UTC. Sono le 23.56. Duro time. Siamo a Genova. Hack Meeting 2001. Ma non lo so. Ma porco Dio.
Questo è sbagliato. Qua. Sì, oh.
Grazie. Cosa gli hai fatto?
Gregory Peckery takes the elevator up to the 83rd floor of a grim, gray, evil-looking building with a sign on the front reading. Big Swifty and Associates, Trendmongers. And what might you ask is a trendmonger? Well, a trendmonger is a person who dreams up a trend, like the twist, or our power. And spreads it throughout the land using all the frightening little skills. Fateful morning, Gregory Peckery made his way through the Steno pool.
Hi, Mildred.
Yes, from the moment they laid eyes on him, all the girls in the big Swifty Steno pool knew here was a nocturnal, gregarious wild swine on his way up. A Peckery of destiny, adventure, and romance.
For any gimmick or gizmo, wouldn't you rather be involved in a series of colorful time racing trends?
Air hockey. Does it matter that this waste of time is what makes a life for you?
I must plummet boldly forward to my ultra-aligned, laminated, simulated replica mahogany desk with a strategically placed imported berry-hip water pipe and the latest edition of the Whole Earth Catalog and rack my agile mind for a spectacular new trend that might rejuvenate the economy and provide and reward miserable people everywhere for some great new thing to identify with.
And with that, Gregory turned and strode nonchalantly into his dinky little office with the desk and the catalog and the very hip water pipe, and proceeded with a vigor and determination known only to piglets of a similarly diminutive proportion to single-handedly invent the calendar. With his eyes rolled heavenward and his little shiny pig hooves on the desk, Gregory ponders the question of eternity and fractional divisions thereof as mysterious angelic voices sing to him from a great distance, providing the necessary clues for the construction of his thrilling trip.
Sunday, Saturday, Tuesday through Monday. Sunday, Saturday,
and thus the calendar in all of its colorful disguises was presented to the bored and miserable people everywhere. Gregory issued a memo on it, whereupon the entire contents of the steno pool identified with it strenuously and worshipped it as a way of life and took their little pills by it and went back and forth from work by it and paid their rent by it, and before long they were even having birthday parties in the office by it, because now at last Gregory Peccary's exciting new invention had made it possible for everyone to find out how old they were.
What hath God wrought?
Unfortunately, there were some people who simply did not wish to know. And that's why, on his way home from the office one night, Gregory was attacked by a rage of henchmen. Making his way through the evening traffic, Gregory notices that the other vehicles, which crowd and bump his little red car, are all inhabited by slowly aging, very hip young people. They appear to be casting sinister glances toward him through their glinting acid burnout eyeballs, trying to run him off the road or make him bump into something, giving strong evidence of hostile aggression. Gregory takes the short forest exit off the expressway. They zoom after him in all manner of cars, trucks, garishly painted buses, and motorcycles. Gregory takes a bumpy trail off the main short forest road, which leads him up the side of a famous and conveniently placed mountain.
and into a strange cave on the edge of a cliff not far from a little twisted tree with eyes on it. Meanwhile, the enraged Hunchman and Hunchman rumble through the short forest until realizing the little swine has escaped. They decide to park their steaming vehicle of a fantastic amount of trendy chemical amusement aid, they proceed to perform lewd acts. Rip each other off with small personal possessions.
E ora questo lo metto qua. Xconfig che ti ha cazzero sti X level 2 gigabyte.
Alleluia.
Finally expire from exhaustion, and Gregory, who has viewed the proceedings from a safe distance, breathes a sigh of relief. Only to be terrified once again by a roar of immense laughter, which seems to be rumbling up from the very depths of the cave in which he has hidden his car.
Good boy, what was that?
Gregory doesn't realize he has concealed himself inside the very mouth of Billy the Mountain. And as you all know, whenever Billy laughs, rocks and boulders hack up, and the air for miles around is filled with tons of dust, forming a series of huge brown clouds.
Who is making those new brown clouds? Who is making those clouds these days? Who is making those new brown clouds? Better ask the philosopher and see what he says.
Gregory stops at a gas station and makes a mysterious phone call.
Is this the old loft with the paint peeling off it by the Chinese police where the dogs roll by? Is this where they keep the philosophers now with the rugs in the dust where the books go to die? How many has got? You've got quite a few just sitting around there with nothing to do. Well, I just called you up because I wanted to see the philosopher be of assistance to me.
Gregory receives information that the greatest living philosopher known to mankind is currently in possession of the very information in question. And furthermore, this information could be his if only Gregory would attend a special therapeutic group assembly. Classes now forming and available at a special low, low introductory fee. And now here he is, the greatest living philosopher known to mankind, Quentin Robert D. Nameland. Take it away.
Folks, as you can see for yourself, the way this clock over here is behaving, time is a fiction. This might be cause for alarm on the portion of this with a certain experience I tend to proclaim. The eons are closing.
C'è sul commercio elettronico tutela del diritto di proprietà, non consente una precisa limitazione dei destinatari delle norme di regolazione dei diritti violando l'articolo 117 della Comma della Costituzione, a soggetto proprietà distributiva della compito della Costituzione della proprietà della Costituzione. La tutela del diritto è limitatamente al solo settore dell'opera di energia, le regioni di disponibilità esattamente rispetto alle altre opere di energia. Come ho detto, questo articolo 1 è una stronzata, opera di notte di direzione, l'articolo 109 è una funzione che non funziona un cazzo, dovendo mettere la posizione giudiziaria di vestire in merda, non corre la priorità giudiziaria di vestire in merda. Sei libero di non procedere all'esame di questa puntata di questo. No, è la conversione in legge del decreto legge. È libera di non procedere nell'esame del provvedimento. Interessante la transizione, eccola qua. Vogliamo più canali. Prima che non sia un pesce d'aprile, faccio un culo. Comunque me ne sfacco. Tanto che sia valida o non sia valida, non cambia un cazzo. Niente di fatto.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Frank Zappa. Here comes the leather album. One brother does not have the rights to this material, although it was delivered to them. See, this is an eight-sided album. You know, they don't happen very often. I had my nerve, didn't I? Thank you.
Thank you. Porco Dio, porco